RemoteStudioAudio.com, how we record Marketing Online Live. Marketing Online Live, episode number 85.
Welcome to MarketingOnlineLive.com.
Marketing Online Live.
The Internet's first podcast about online marketing. With your hosts, Paul Colligan and Alex Mondosian.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marketing Online Live, the show where we talk about marketing over the internet. We talk about marketing in general. We talk a lot about podcasting. We talk about the production, the monetization of it. And that's what this show's been around. We're on episode 68 today. We're going to talk about a topic very near and dear to our heart, the way we actually get these podcasts out to you, the way we actually record these things. Now, I get comments all the time. Paul, sure, you say you're in Portland. Alex says he's in Novato, but you sound like you're in a studio. How do you do it? Well, we're going to talk about that in today's episode. We call it Remote Studio Audio, and it works great, and it's a production mechanism that we want to teach you in this episode. And we want to teach you the technical parts of it, but we also want to teach you the necessity of it. This is a differentiator that makes Marketing Online Live possible. This is a differentiator that makes sort of podcasting a different format than the teleseminar. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to have a good time with it. As always, we've got Alex on the other side, and he really is in Novato. How are you doing this morning, Alex?
I am doing great. And this concept of the remote studio really is nothing new. Go to my PC, does it with PCs, where I can see my PC exactly the way it is from my desktop. Only if I'm in Singapore, I can do that. And other companies such as LogMeIn and even the remote assistance from the XP operating system allows you to do it. This is all about having studio quality, even if you're thousands of miles apart. It doesn't matter if you're in America and your partner's in Germany, or if your partner is in a Quonset hut in Antarctica and you are in the south of France. The way this sound comes across clear is through a very simple step-by-step method, and there's very little editing, and we're going to part the curtain on it again so that you see the difference and hear the difference between podcasting and what I consider to be teleseminars. Teleseminars are via phone, and anytime you hear a teleseminar recording that I've done, and I do about three or four a week, it's almost like the audio sepia. You know, sepia is kind of like a black and white, but it has a color feel to it. And what's important about sepia is it's not really black and white, and it's not really color. It just has a different feel. And that's the way audio sounds to me on a teleseminar. It's a little rough on the edges, and I do it deliberately that way. I don't record it on a microphone, even though I can, and even though Mike Stewart and others do, I don't, because I want to differentiate between my teleseminar sounding quality. Now, the content is the same, but I want to differentiate between teleseminars and podcasts, so listen carefully. Even the context of the quality and the way something sounds can differentiate you in what you do between your podcasting and your teleseminars and other distance audio. So be very careful in the way you brand yourself. And if you do teleseminars, make them sound like teleseminars. So when people hear it, they go, ah, that's a teleseminar. When they hear a podcast, they go, ah, that's a podcast. And that's what's so important to me, Paul. Any comments on that?
No, I think you're dead on. The one thing I would stress, most people caught it, but just in case, this remote studio process is not just a static location separated by 2,000 miles. It could be, and often is, especially in our cases, an ever-changing location. You know, you mentioned south of France, where you might be south of France week one, you might be south of America week two, you might be south of Novato week three.
Or you may be at the Podcast Secrets reunion face-to-face and across from each other and have a portable studio right there and there.
Exactly. So this is not just an expensive setup that you do once so that two people in two different locations can always sound good, which is what you see in the traditional radio stations. I remember once I did a thing for CNN, and I had to drive up to Seattle, and I had to sit in a little booth in a television station in Seattle so that I could be part of the round table. And, you know, very expensive setup that worked. Well, in this particular case, this is A, inexpensive, and B, it can be taken with you. So let's talk about it. We have, both of us in front of us right now, We have microphones. I am at my home office, Portland, Oregon. Alex, you're in Novato today. I know that because I called your office line. And you've got a microphone in front of you as well, and you've got a laptop. One fun thing, I've got a Mac in front of me. Alex, you're still PC, right?
I'm PC. I don't have my laptop. I have my tower. I'm looking at my screen. I'm speaking into my headset, into the phone, so you can hear me. And as I'm speaking, I'm seeing the bars going up and down in my Sony SoundForge, which is online. That's all I'm looking at. And I'm watching the bars going up and down, up and down, up and down. And I'm speaking into my Audio-Technica microphone, which is connected to my PC. So you're hearing me via phone, but SoundForge is hearing me via the microphone of the Audio-Technica. And I imagine you have the same setup.
Actually, my setup's very different. I have the same Audio-Technica microphone, but I'm talking into a Macintosh laptop. And instead of seeing the bars going up and down, I'm seeing them go left and right, actually, because I'm using the program called Audacity. But this is the great thing. I don't even know what platform Alex is recording on. I didn't know which machine he was recording on, and that's the beauty of this remote studio audio.
I don't think we knew until now.
Yeah. We have. Well, I knew you were a SoundForge fan, and I knew you had the AT mics because that's what Mike Stewart. Mike Stewart is the internet audio guy. We'll put a link to him in the show notes here. That's what Mike Stewart likes to set people up with. But what it is here is there are really three elements at play. Element number one is the telephone conversation that you and I are having. And that telephone conversation will never be heard again, at least the telephone part of it, by anybody. It's just so that I know when you're talking and you know when I'm talking. That's element number one.
And when you're talking, my bars here are not moving. And when I'm talking, your bars, I assume, are not moving because it's not getting picked up.
Exactly, exactly. And so element number one is the telephone conversation. Element number two is Alex at home on his tower using Sony SoundForge talking. And that's just his track. Element number three is me at my house on my laptop talking, and that's my track. And what happens is at the end of this conversation, at the end of this phone call, right after we hang up, Alex is going to take his file and he's going to save it as a high-quality MP3 file. He could save it as a WAV file. He could save it as an Ogg Vorbis file. It really doesn't matter because in the world of digital audio, all this stuff communicates quite nicely with each other. He's going to send me a very high-quality recording of just his track. And I have, of course, the high-quality recording of just my track, and I'm just going to lay those two on top of each other. I'm going to have, you know, track one is going to be Alex, track two is going to be me. I will slide them back and forth until we have the response of Alex saying something, I say something back and forth. How do we set that up? Well, remember in movies, you know, you always see the guy takes the director board and he goes, scene five, take two, and then he puts down that little whacker. That whacker's done because you know the second, and I'm sure that's the technical term, I think it's the slate board actually, but, you know, but the second that thing goes down, it creates that loud crack noise. And what they can do is they can line up in movies the audio, because there'll be that loud, you know, peak when they do the and they'll line that up with the start of the movie, and now you have the audio lined up to the video. What Alex and I did at the beginning of this was I said 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I said it a second time, and Alex joined me. So I'm going to line the two things up with the second 4, 3, 2, 1s, cut out that part, and now we're going to have the audio conversation of Alex on a good mic, me on a good mic. That gets mixed down to MP3, which you're listening to right now.
How fast?
Oh, the mixing down to MP3 takes, you know, 8-9 minutes.
Utilizing what?
I'm actually using, there's all sorts of different systems. For this recording, I'll probably use Audacity, which is a freeware program. And it just happens to be the one open on my desktop right now. Sony SoundForge is great on the PC. Those are probably the best ones out there. The other Mac ones, I'll link to them as well. They're kind of, I can't quite think of them at this particular moment. But Sony SoundForge, you know, and all these are under $100. Peak LE, that's the one on the Macintosh side. Peak LE is one that I use a lot. But it's very easy to do. It's very simple. I mean, you just line them up. And the great thing is you can tell visually, you know, we know the sound waves. You can tell visually if I don't have it lined up right because the two of us will be talking at the same time.
Now, what's important is, how do I get my copy over to you? Because that's a file, and you keep yours because you're doing the mixing. How does that work? And let everyone know about that.
And a big file at that. You know, that's the
key. You can't just email it.
Yeah. You know, if it was a 500K photo from your camera or something, you can mail it. But sometimes these things can be, you know, if it's a WAV file, it can be 10, 20, 30 meg. And regular companies don't let you email that kind of stuff. And even if your company does, the chance of the other guy receiving it, it not getting lost on the internet, etc., is very, very low. There are a bunch of products out there. And again, the great thing here is that there are a lot of choices. Alex and I tend to use YouSendIt.com at the very creative domain name of YouSendIt.com. You basically upload it. You give them an email of who gets it. The person on the other end gets an email, and they can download it. And you can, I think it's up to like a gig or something. A very viable product. YouSendIt is good. Box.net is good. xDrive from AOL is not good. I just heard this morning they're going on the auction block, so don't use that one. But but YouSendIt is a very viable. We've been using that pretty much since day one, haven't we?
Yeah, day one.
Yeah, and so never failed us.
I get mine, and the bottom line is you get yours, and then you mix it, and tell everyone how you mix that.
Yeah, it's just done in, I literally, in Audacity, they just tend to have the nicest interface for me, and it really, again, could be any program, but I literally, in Audacity, I click, you know, import audio, and I import Alex's audio, and there's a little button I can push that has a left-right arrow on it, and that just lets me line up the two tracks, much as I'm sliding, you know, two pieces of paper on my desk. And remember, it's Alex's entire track, and it's my entire track. So once we line it up, we're done. Sometimes if you go long, a computer can miss a beat here or there. So if your audios go over 30, 40 minutes, you know, you might want to halfway through it, line it up one more time. But now you know one of the secrets to why we try to keep these things to 20 minutes. So I line it up. Once the lineup process takes me, you know, 2 minutes, maybe. And that's usually for me forwarding to the end just to make sure there were no strange hiccups.
And then what about like a levelator type of things? Is it done automatically?
And then I take a program. So once we do that, we produce a high-quality WAV file. And the reason we create a high-quality WAV file is because that is the same standard that you use in CDs. So we could take any of these episodes and we could make a CD-quality recording of it. And then when that WAV file is done, sometimes I'm in, you know, right now I'm about 3 inches away from my microphone with a spit guard guarding it, but sometimes I'm on the road and I could be in a hotel room, and sometimes Alex is on the road. So different levels of quality. The great thing is there's a free product called the Levelator, and I will link to that as well. And again, the special URL for today's episode is remotestudioaudio.com. If you're listening to this via the regular Marketing Online Live track, it'll go to the same place, episode number 68. But what the Levelator does is I take that WAV file and I drag and drop that WAV file onto the Levelator software. And that takes about 15 minutes. And I usually just get a cup of coffee or something. And that does just what it describes. It levels it. Now, again, the process is I drag and drop the WAV file. There are no settings. There is no nothing. This software, I was talking to the guy who brought it public. And I said, you know, the guy who produced the Levelator software. He said, Paul, the software or the user interface? Because he was very proud of his user interface work. And I mean, it's one of the easiest programs I've ever seen in my life.
Basically, no buttons, right?
Yeah, there are no buttons. You just drop it, and out comes a leveled file. And then that leveled file is converted to MP3. I tell most people, convert it in iTunes. iTunes has a built-in MP3 program, and since you have to tag it, and you have to do other things in iTunes, and you want to make sure it looks good on the iPod, you could just bring that WAV file into iTunes. And again, this works on the Mac or the PC. And that could be a drag and drop as well. And then you right-click it, or in the Mac's case, control-click it, and click on the Convert to MP3 button. And that's it. We're done. Mm. We have ourselves a podcast.
Now, how does this apply to, let's say, if we're going to a location and we're face-to-face, we have to take some equipment with us. There's a new Audio-Technica mic that we promised we'd be talking about, and you have one. It's less than $200. Let's talk about that and how that applies if we're remote and face-to-face.
The nicest, well, every computer, every laptop these days has a microphone jack, and that microphone jack is a bit of a misnomer because it's more for things of really low quality, more like computer commands, you know, computer print file, that kind of stuff. It's really funny because usually always the microphone jack and the computer, no matter laptop, desktop, tower, PC, Mac, usually is right next to the fan. And so if you ever listen to a recording from that microphone jack, it usually sounds terrible, even if you put a great microphone into it. And what you want to do is you want to get a USB audio interface that converts a regular microphone to a USB file, so it's all digital. And when podcasting came up, a bunch of people came out with very nice, very comfortable microphones that did great, that converted straight to USB. And no, not drivers needed. You just plug the thing in and it appears as a microphone on your computer. Again, Mac or PC. Our buddy Mike Stewart, the internet audio guy, told us, you know, wait about a year, year and a half, and the guys who make microphones, see, the first generation was people who made computer equipment made a microphone. And he said, give us about 2 years and we'll find that the guys who make microphones will start making computer equipment. And so Audio Technica, which is our microphone series of choice, they have a product called the AT2020 USB. The AT2020 is a microphone that most podcasters use. Alex and I have a slightly more advanced one, but you don't need it, you know, unless you want to go up. But the AT2020 works great, and it plugs in as a USB file, as a USB connection. And when we do face-to-face, we could take one, plug that in, and we could both talk into it. Remember, we have that levelator that cleans things up. I could be 10 feet away from the thing, Alex could be 1 foot away from it, and the levelator would clean it up. We could put two, one next to each of our mouths if we wanted to. But the great thing is this AT2020, it comes with a bag, a nice little leather bag. It comes with a USB cord, and it comes with a microphone stand. So you've got everything you need. Keep it in your briefcase. I keep mine in my travel computer case.
You are always seduced by those accessories, Paul.
I am, but this is one of the ones that actually I really recommend.
Okay.
You know, because it's, yeah, I mean, it's done. I used to, you know, last year I disassembled my audio rack and brought it with me to the Podcast Secrets Reunion. This year, you're going to get what's in my bag. And the nice thing is now for the nicer home studio setup, which lets me call people and get recordings from them and that kind of stuff, that doesn't change and I don't have to reset everything every time I go on the road, which is, of course, way too many times. So this AT2020 microphone, it's the link I've got for you at a company called Zzounds, Zzounds, $150 is the current rate. It's a great microphone. You sound stellar on it. Two people that and a regular telephone line, and you've got yourself a remote studio audio recording.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. And why is this relevant? Well, I'll tell you why it's relevant, because when I do my podcast with Lee Brower, now you may know Lee as the gratitude rock guy from the movie The Secret, or when I do my podcast series with Doug Weed on politics, he was an advisor to President Reagan and other presidents, when I do my podcast with many thought leaders such as the Dalai Lama and others, I'm going to make it so that they get one of these microphones, they plug it in, and then they ship it back to me. Now, I'm going to buy three or four of them, so for less than $500, I'll have three of them, and if one of them gets lost, okay, it's $150, but hey, the interview is free, and I get this level of quality. So imagine becoming an interviewer. I mean, I'd love to be the Larry King of podcasting, or the Larry King of teleseminars, which I've been acknowledged as, but I'd love to be the Larry King of podcasting and do interviews like that. And the way to have that level of quality is have a Larry King type microphone, which is similar to this Audio Technica I'm speaking into right now. So this is how you can utilize this, is they have their end, you have your end, and you can just tell them what to get. Now, Audacity is free, so you can tell them and even have a, you know, Paul, I think we should do, and this is just coming from the top of my mind, but I think we should do a video tutorial on how to utilize Audacity so that any of our guests who need to do this on the other end can do it, and we can have the same quality. We'll never have that phone conversation again.
Okay. Well, we'll set that up.
Yeah, I mean, because
send me the file and I'll just do a screencast.
It's worthwhile. You know, it's sure. Absolutely worthwhile, because this is how people get in the business of podcasting. And I think it'll be a great, great bonus for next year's Podcast Secrets, you know, the interview Podcasting Secrets.
Beautiful. And at this point, 19 minutes into the call, you guys are going, well, was that it? Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the beauty of what we have here. Alex can ship a microphone to anybody he wants, you know, and everybody has a laptop, and there's no drivers. These USB microphones plug in. If you've got a Windows, you know, 2000 machine or better, they just plug in, and they're acknowledged, and you go into Audacity, and you pick the mic, and you click the record button. And if you want to do SoundForge, the Sony product, it's a great product. It's under $100, and they sell it at Best Buy, of all places. So this you know, audio process is very, very doable and very, very attainable and very, very professional sounding. And you know, when you're done, you can produce the CD of this. You can produce the podcast of this. You can produce whatever higher quality, you know, the preloaded audio player version of this. And the point of this teleseminar sounding like a teleseminar, realize that's a psychological choice because...
Well, it's a marketing and psychological choice, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You want people to know. You want people live. You want people participating. So the recording of a teleseminar becomes a moment in time where you're going to hear it over the phone sound just like somebody else, you know, has it over the phone sound. I mean, Sepia came from the days when we didn't have as good cameras, and that style sort of masked what the lens couldn't do.
Sepia technically is color.
Yeah.
But it's black and white color.
It's kind of muted color.
Muted color. And, you know, it has an artistic flow to it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, many of the cosmetic companies over the years have utilized Sepia, even though it's just as expensive as color to put into magazines.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've done that to make sure that they stand out. And, you know, they do stand out, for sure.
Exactly. And so it's... these two microphones, a copy of Audacity, SoundForge on the PC, Peak LE on the Mac, you've got the ability to very quickly and easily get a high-quality recording with this remote studio audio process. And we just wanted to share it with you because we have always been about the content. We've always been about the distribution of the content. The goal is not to charge anybody to teach them how to podcast. We gave this, I'll put up a screencast. The goal is to teach, you know, the monetization and the marketing that comes from it. And there's been this great democratization of power because you can do this. You know, there's no magic here. We're not trying to go one day be like us. We're saying, you know, grab it and do this and get that remote studio audio process. It sounds fabulous. It's the cost of a phone, and these days most people have, I mean, I don't know about you, Alex, I don't buy long distance anymore. I mean, you just buy a service that has unlimited, right?
Yeah, flat fee.
Yeah, exactly, me too. And so, you know, there's really no fee here involved, and as a result, you can produce great content. We've done it. We've parted the curtain, showed you how to do it. Thrilled to have done it. I will do a video tutorial about how I put this actual episode together. We'll link it to the site as well. If you're coming from the outside, the link to these will be remotestudioaudio.com. If you're a regular Marketing Online Live listener, it'll be episode number 68. I'll put the links to the AT2020 USB mic, which is the microphone we recommend. You send it, which is the way we send our files back and forth. The Levelator software that cleans it up. Audacity, the software that works on both the Mac and the PCs. I'll link to Sony SoundForge, which is a PC software. Peak, which is a Mac software. We'll link to PremiumCast, a way to get it out, print CDs. I'll give you, for those of you who this is your first interest to our show, I'll put up a link for iPods. If you have an iPod, click on that link and you'll start getting this show on a regular basis. If you have a Zune, click on the Zune link and you'll start getting this episode on the Zune on a regular basis. And we'll also link to our good buddy Mike Stewart, the internet audio guy, and I'll put a video tutorial up and it should be a... get everybody doing this whole remote studio audio thing.
Everyone should be so lucky as having a podcast partner like Paul. Paul, thank you. And I will remind everyone that we are admitting people to the Podcast Secrets Reunion, podcastsecretsreunion.com. However, it is limited, and I have no idea if the standby list has started yet or not, but it is limited to 50 people. So make your decision now, because by our next show, it probably will not be available, and we'll have a standby list. Any comments on that, Paul?
No, it's going to be a great time. We've got some we're going to be talking. Well, we'll do our live episode, and we'll show everybody how that's
done. That's why I'm mentioning it, because we're going to do this very same process utilizing those USB mics.
Yep, and we're going to do some stuff about live video, the stuff we've been doing with Ustream.tv. I'm going to show some experimenting there, and then we're going to be launching a very physical element to PremiumCast at that event that I think is going to change the content game yet again. And we're going to do that live at the reunion, so that should be a lot of fun. You know, Alex, I appreciate being your podcast tech partner, but you're my content production partner, and I'll trade tech for content anytime, my friend.
Okay, well, I will as well. So it's a good partnership based on that, and join us at the Podcast Secrets Reunion if you can. If you cannot, then please utilize this methodology, because what you hear right now is Paul and Alex 1,000 miles apart. And it is miraculous that the quality is what it is. So think about it, re-listen, and go back to past episodes and check out some of the forecasting we've done in the past years. And you'll notice that we've been pretty much spot on over 50% of the time, which is better than flipping a coin. So I'm very proud of that. And I do hope that you keep listening. This is episode 68. We look forward to having you listen to our next episode. And we're almost to that century mark. We probably will get there before the end of the year.
You've been listening to MarketingOnlineLive.com.
Marketing Online Live.
With your hosts, Paul Colligan and Alex Mondosian. If you're a subscriber of this show, the next episode is coming soon. If you haven't yet subscribed and would like to have our show delivered directly to you, search for Marketing Online Live at iTunes or visit www.marketingonlinelive.com.